your good health. Food, drink, exercise, recipes, all sprinkled with common sense. Welcome to the KVOE Studios. Emporia State Health and Human Performance Professor, Dr. Jennifer Thomas.
And sprinkled with fat this morning, actually.
There's your happy Monday morning thought.
there it is.
The fat fairy. Woo!
It is. It is. We have a big fat topic here this morning to share with you. We're going to be talking about good fat, bad fat, and something that's I didn't get to before the show was over with last week, and that was lard, something that Dr. Jen was ready to share with us. But we're going to talk lard, good, bad, indifferent. What are we looking at there? We'll wait on the lard until we get through
okay.
with the fat.
Yes.
Fat first, Dr. Jen.
I was like, what topic can we discuss that will smoothly lead us into lard? That is not something I really, yeah. Okay. So this is what I came up with. The fact that, and this has been probably, I know I've been teaching about it for the last 6 or 7 years, but and they've always known about different things about body composition. And obviously we know fat versus muscle and we want more muscle, but this is just interesting. Our body has different types of fat. And I decided in order to not make everyone hate us, we are going to not dwell on the white fat because that is the fat that stores calories. And it says here on this first article, most of the fat in our bodies is white fat. It stores energy in various places around our body. White fat insulates our organs, which we do need.
Yeah.
We do need that. But too much leads to being overweight or obese. And that's the not fun, you know, part of that,
sure.
yeah, of that topic. So, but again, what I really want to focus on is we now know that there is something called brown fat in the body. And this is literally, it's just based on the color when they look inside of us and see it. And brown fat is a type of body fat that regulates our body temperature in cold conditions. It activates right before we start to shiver. So
okay.
we're going to discuss this. My people that love being cold, this is good news for you. But it activates right before we start to shiver. It also burns calories and stores energy. And it says we tend to have a small percentage of brown fat in our bodies compared to white fat. So the thing that they're and why we're talking about this is because it's something that's relatively easy and painless to work on, you know, boosting the amount that you have in your body. And we
okay.
can actually do that. Like always, I encourage everybody to go on to KVOE's website and download these handouts. There's actually one really good article from the Cleveland Clinic about this. And then there's some really, I always like to give people the visual. They're like, give me the nutshelled visual format of that article, people that don't want to read the whole thing. So, but they really, a lot of them say similar stuff in terms of foods. And this is one thing that most people have always known, that when you eat fat, when we eat fatty foods, there are good fats and bad fats. And again, people in our country tend to eat a lot of the bad fats, the processed foods that are high in like trans fats, saturated fats. Those are not good. Those
yeah.
do not help us get more of the brown fat. But and I know we talked about avocados a little bit last time, but avocados, nuts, seeds, fish, and yogurt are good ones for increasing
brown
our brown fat. Yep. And so, and most people, you know, within those categories could find, you know, fish, a lot of people were picky, nuts, a lot of people have that preference, you know, which ones they like, seeds, those type things. But find some that you like. I know that smoothie I brought you a couple months ago, you know, I put my flaxseed in that every
okay. yeah.
morning. And that way I get that into my system to hopefully help my body do this. I also put in that smoothie, and one thing I didn't mention, when I make it for myself, I put MCT oils. And I know some people out there that are really into health probably know about the medium chain triglycerides. Those are a healthy oil, a healthy fat, that they have done a bunch of research on. And so I provided a handout about that too. They're really, I will say, if you're really into health or if you're dealing with diabetes, more than likely your doctor or a dietitian has probably mentioned medium chain triglycerides to, okay. you know, to our listeners. So I personally get it in powder form. I put it into my magic smoothie that has my fruits, my vegetables. You know, I just throw everything in there, including including the MCT powder. But yeah, it's supposed to help with all sorts of things, but especially diabetes management, heart health, weight, even athletic performance, and cognitive health. So it is, it really is. It's kind of the hot topic. I was a keynote speaker at a conference in Topeka on Friday, just talking about healthy living and healthy habits to have. And that was one of the things that a lot of, and this was a lot of people, 50s, 60s, some in their 40s, okay. But they had been told again about their doctor, or from their doctor or from their dietitian about that. So I went ahead and threw that infographic in. But yeah, the brown fat, if we jump over to the one, the handout that has the purple and the red, again, this is kind of some of the stuff from the article, but in visual format. And it does, I'm going to jump to the side. Again, the four benefits of brown fat: burns calories, decreases the amount of dangerous fat, so we can kind of replace that white fat in our bodies, improves heart health, and helps stabilize our blood sugar. And pretty much so all four of those are things that most people out there, you know, regardless of age, are focused on, and that's goals for most of us. So just to know that it could help with that, I think is appealing to most people. But the tips that they give, five ways to increase the brand, because most people out there want to hear the practical stuff. Okay, you're telling me I need this. But yeah, number one, turn down the temperature. This is easier and cheaper to do when it's cold out. But it says by keeping your home at a lower temperature, around 63 to 65 degrees.
Woo!
Yeah, that is nippy. Going outside in the cold and even taking cold showers. I've had my athletes, when this comes up in class, my athletes are like, yes, the trainers tell us to take cold showers because it helps with body fat. And so taking cold showers, those, it says, might help activate more brown fat and burn hundreds of extra calories per day. So, you know, hopping in a cold shower might be more appealing to someone than going for a run or doing a workout, you know, or whatever. So, but I know I personally am not going to keep my home in the 60s. I'm just not. I don't care what time of year that it is.
My wife will never let that happen.
Yeah. I am not going to do that. But one thing that I do is, and this was actually because we had kind of a mild winter. It seemed like we had a couple cold snaps, but nothing like we typically do. But I know a lot of evenings, my husband, he'd be like, "Where are you going?" I'm like, "I'm going to go walk," because it was cold enough that I knew that it would help me metabolically, but it wasn't so freezing that it was dangerous, you know? So a little bit of cold, having your body out in that cold where, again, you maybe just start to shiver, that's actually very, very good for your body.
I enjoy the cold. I'm a northern person, so I like it.
Yeah. And so this is good news, probably.
This is very good news, and I love that I'm, you know, helping out my brown fat count.
By being cold.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and you bring up, when you're shivering, that's when your brown fat is being activated,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a way to develop more, and again, and also get rid of that white fat that most of us have too much of. So yeah, the very first tip they give, turn down the temperature. The second one is exercise, which we've known forever is very, very good. But it says it's now been shown to increase activity of brown fat and also have a positive effect on the release of hormones that control body fat and lean muscle mass development. So move, you know, and that was when I did that speech in Topeka, I just said any movement is good. Some people think, oh, if I can't run or if I'm not going to do spin or Zumba, you know, some sort of like class or whatever, any type of movement will help you. So even going for a walk, anything basic, any
low
type
impact,
of movement.
Good.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. So exercise will help with this particular issue. Number three says follow your body's hunger and fullness signals, eating to satiety or to where you feel satisfied.
You're throwing out satiety at us today?
I know. That's really an annoying word. But I'm like, just say feeling satisfied.
There we go.
Seems to help prompt actions of our neurons that help regulate our hunger hormones and and boost brown fat's effects. So, and I think maybe in the past years we've talked about it for our body in order, most of us inhale our food. Let's just throw that out there.
I do.
Yeah. Most people, just because of schedules and habit, we just eat way too fast.
Yeah.
So, you know, it says follow your body's hunger and fullness signals. The best way to get yourself to where you do that is to slow down. If you can't slow down and chew your food well, you don't have to be ridiculous. You don't have to count, but slow down and chew your food well, and that will help you to your it takes 20 minutes on average for the brain. I believe it's the hypothalamus, if I'm correct, the part of your brain that lets you know you're full, stop eating. Well, it takes 20 minutes for that to register. Most of us eat in like, they've studied it, like 8, 10, 12 minutes. You know, it isn't 20. Let's put it that way. Unless you're having some fancy sit down, you know.
18-course meal, yeah.
I mean, most people are done 10 to 15. So we've just kind of kicked that mechanism, kind of an apostat, if you will, if you compare it to your thermostat, you know, we've just kind of kicked it to the side, and that's why some of us have issues with our appetite and not keeping our hunger, you know, in control. So that's another one. Kind of work on that if you can. Number four, get good sleep, which we've talked about the importance of sleep on here many times. But it says research shows that rats who had higher levels of melatonin from better, longer sleep also appeared to have more activated brown fat and therefore higher calorie burning capabilities. So yet another reason besides metabolism and brain health and everything else that we've talked about for why we need to sleep. Is this another good reason to do everything we can, make it a priority, you know, do that good sleep hygiene habit. So I have more and more of my college students, I know we've talked about this on here, that are drinking cherry juice. And again, a lot of the trainers are recommending that because cherry juice is the double. It helps you sleep and it also helps with pain. It helps reduce pain, recover from a workout so you're not in pain, that sort of stuff. So I have track and field athletes in particular, football, who, they drink cherry juice every single day. And the good news is cherry juice is very easy to find locally. So it's not expensive, and it is a little dry because there's no sugar, you know, thrown in there.
Yeah, this isn't your cherry soda kind of thing.
But that's another thing that I just throw in my smoothie every day so that I'm getting it. So there are easy ways to kind of sneak that in to your daily routine. And then number five on this list of tips that says why increase your brown fat at the top, but it says learn to manage stress, which I know everybody, you know, that's easier said than done. Absolutely. Stress is my life right now. And I always tell people, April, I nickname April hair on fire because I feel like I am running around with my hair on fire, just stressed out trying to get stuff done. So, but it says in the case of body fat percentages and preventing obesity, stress seems to tip the scale in favor of storing dangerous fat rather than activating your brown fat stores. And we know that. We know that from, I know Dr. Blocker, she's like my expert on cortisol. You know, it's that hormone that it gets released when we are stressed, and it prevents your body from burning stored fat, which is not what any of us want. And so, again, I know for a lot of us, we're trying, you know, to keep our stress so much as beyond our control or feels like it's beyond our control. But even something, one thing I mentioned when I did that speech was the importance of just stopping and taking a deep breath and letting it out and just doing that as often as you can, because some of us, we get so stressed out that our breathing gets shallow. When your body's not getting oxygen, you're not going to feel good. You're going to feel lightheaded. It's just going to affect your whole body. So sometimes we can't get rid of our sources of stress. We can't, you know, control them very much, but we can control sometimes our reaction to it. And something as simple as taking a deep breath, going for a walk, if you can really help.
And these handouts are online on the Dr. Jen page on the KVOE website. Just go to KVOE.com, click on the community tab. There'll be a drop-down menu. You'll see Dr. Jen. Click on that, and boom, you're right there. And the handouts are up there here today, so take a peek. So white fat, brown fat. Also, I noticed they have beige fat here, Dr.
Jen. Yeah, that's interesting, and it's pretty simple. It says it's a combination. Again, when they look inside a human body, I'm glad that's not my job. I'll just say that. But it's a combination of the white and brown. And so it says these cells burn calories to regulate body temperature by converting white cells to brown. So it's almost like they're in that conversion process. So,
okay.
Yep.
Nice information here this morning.
And now we're going to tell everyone to eat lard. Why not?
Well, and I brought this up to Dr. Jen.
It is. It's his fault.
And Dr. Jen said, let me look into it. And by gosh, she has. And, well, the only reason I brought it up wasn't because, you know, well, lard is bad. We all know that. But I've been hearing rumblings out there that lard may not be as bad as we thought lard was.
Correct.
And some people are going back to lard
to cook
like they did in the good old days,
yep.
You know, for cooking. And well, what have we come up with?
And I will throw out, some cultures never got away from it. So if any of our Hispanic friends are out there with cooking, they will tell you this is the way to go. This is what we've always used. It's delicious. It's what makes the food taste good. More power to them.
Yeah.
So turns out, yes, they've had it right all along. And, you know, we just, through the years, different kind of cooking oil products. I mean, I'm a child of the late 70s, Crisco. I remember my mom having big things of Crisco on the counter. And, geez, what's that? You know? And so they've developed these products when really what this comes back to, and you really have to read the article, this whole thing about lard, because it goes over the trends and, and where this fat actually comes from. And it is, quote, culled from the area surrounding a pig's stomach. So there you have it.
Uh-huh.
And then used in cooking or baking. And, but yeah, they're now finding that, you know, it comes from an animal, and that is better for us than these kind of fake, you know, oil type, fat type products that are made from chemicals and made in a lab.
Yeah.
So this is, it's going to be good news for kind of old school people and people who've kind of been hesitant about the manufactured products. But I love this article. It says, all in all, this sounds like a heart attack waiting to happen, or around 5 pounds of instant weight gain, right? This whole comes from around a pig's stomach. But not so fast. It says, recently, lard has come back into fashion and become a fat of choice for many nutritionists.
Fat of choice.
Fat of choice. Oh, I love these. I love these talks. Yeah, paleo dieters also go by this, and hordes of famous chefs, and they name a couple there. So it says, is it time to eat lard? While there are a few dissenters in the ranks, most of the experts that the author of this article spoke with say lard does not deserve its bad rap, and it can actually be healthier than other options, especially for some kinds of cooking. So
it says, it certainly sounds like, you know, pie crust, pastry crust, is lard is it.
Yes. Yes. Anything that you want to be flaky and melt in your mouth that you bake, that is one of the things that they're saying that, again, this has always been good for. And again, it's going to be good news to people who do a lot of baking. But it says, I love how this article is like a conversation. But wait, isn't lard full of the saturated fat that doctors warn us can clog your arteries? And it says, well, not really. Saturated fat makes up only about 40% of the fat in lard and isn't as bad for our health as doctors used to think. In fact, many experts now argue that eating saturated fat is good for overall health. Now, that's not going overboard. That's Dr. Jen throwing that out there. But it says recent studies have found that eating more saturated fat doesn't increase the risk of heart disease at all. And some show that it can raise your good HDL cholesterol and lower the risk of heart disease when combined. So this is important. Yes. I'm like, please don't turn your dial or, you know, leave your car or your office, whatever. When combined with a low carb and especially low sugar, because we always say carbs, their fiber is a carb. We don't want you lowering that. But with a low carb and really a low sugar diet. So again, that's just an interesting kind of combination there. Saturated fat isn't as harmful for us when we keep our sugar low. And so, and then it goes on, it says lard is lower in saturated fat than other animal fats like butter and tallow, and higher in heart-healthy monounsaturated fat, which is the type that gives olive oil its health halo, its angelic reputation. So lard is made up of 50% monounsaturated fat compared to only 32% in butter and 6% in coconut oil. And it says in its natural form, lard has none of the trans fats that we know are bad for
you. There we go.
Yes.
It's a single unprocessed ingredient.
Yep.
Which is as natural as it gets, it says in the in the handout here.
Yeah. And I will be completely honest, that following paragraph, it says when you cook with lard, you get the bonus of adding extra vitamin D to your diet. I did not know that. Something no other cooking oil except butter can boast. You basically have vitamin D supplement built into your fat when you consume lard.
And it has a high smoke point also, they say.
Yeah, so it's
you can
not
use it at high temperatures.
Uh-huh. Yep, it's not going to burn.
Without an issue.
Yep. So, who knew?
See?
I mean.
Before you kick lard to the curb, check out these handouts.
Yeah.
And just take a peek.
Yeah. Yeah, it says if you go on, lard also, and here's where a lot of listeners are like, oh, I could have told you that 50 years ago, but lard makes things taste better. It says there's a reason that our grandmas used it in everything from pies to scrambled eggs. It is the fat that has the largest crystals, so it's going to make things like tamales and pastries the fluffiest and flakiest. Bam. Who doesn't want fluffy and flaky?
Who doesn't want lard now?
Chuck's like, bring some samples. Yeah.
Lard.
Cook something with lard. Say. Bring it to us.
Oh,
we'll
my
eat
gosh.
It.
I just remember, besides the Crisco, I remember my mom saving the bacon grease.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
My mother-in-law did that. Yep.
Religiously.
Yep. I had not even seen that before I met my mother-in-law. But she was very old school, and she kept it in jars. And
yep.
I'm like, you're going to use that? Yep.
Future research.
So. I don't know, are there any lard cookers out there? Could give us a call here, 342-5863. I'm sure there are people still use it.
Oh, yeah. And I know one of the articles, I think it's the one we haven't been looking at, but you can buy it, you know, but I'm sure that makes some people out there cringe.
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that when you can just get it from the animal? But, or when you cook things. But, yeah. So, not something I have done, but I'm not now after, you know, this little bit of education. I'm not completely opposed to it. So
Nor am I. They say for the best product, go to a specialty shop or butcher.
That was it. Yep. Butchers can get it for you. So,
well, that is that's some good information. And again, KVOE.com and hop on the Dr. Jen page there. And this lard handout is part of what we have waiting for you when you log on today. So interesting stuff. Very, very, you mentioned this, educational. A lot of things. Brown fat, beige fat, you know, today. A lot of things covered. Good information. And lard is not that bad.
Not as bad. You know, butter got cleared a long time ago, so it's kind of funny that it's taken this long.
You know, you look back into the 70s and 80s when, you know, margarine was then breaking onto the scene. It was all the rage.
Oh, yes.
And is there anything worse than that?
No. No. I wish they didn't even sell it. So, yeah, definitely use lard, butter, any type of oil. Don't use margarine.
Man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. You mentioned this is your hair on fire.
Yes. Month and week, and tomorrow will be the day.
Tomorrow is the day.
Where my hair is still on fire. Yes.
Well,
but,
and we can say there is, as of right now, no chance of rain in the forecast.
Woo! Yay.
And temperatures in the 80s.
Yes, 83.
What?
That's the hottest it's been, I think, ever since we've been doing this. So, yeah, kind of crazy there. But, you know, by 6, I'm thinking it might have dropped. That's the high. Maybe it will have dropped a little by the time we start at 6. But, you know, athletes will be out there playing the games with everybody, but the rec building where all of the auction and prizes and everything will be nice and cool in there. So
well,
you can come in, look at everything, cool off.
Laps for Landon is tomorrow.
Yep.
The big event is here, raising money for a CF. And and actually, you mentioned activities start at 6, but what, the food starts at 5?
Barbecue trucks open in at 5, okay. So we want to hit everybody as they're leaving ESU, and hopefully they can grab dinner. So just turn down Highland. As they're going down Merchant, just turn onto Highland, circle in there, grab it, and make your donation, and circle back out.
That's
so.
Right.
You Loving
get,
that.
Yeah, you get yeah. to you get to use a little bit of Highland right there.
Yes, yes. It's closed going through. That's why we're like, yep, got to circle back out onto Merchant. So, but we're hoping that's going to go smooth and, again, give everybody a good option for dinner. And then if people want to come back or swing in, stay, and do everything, great. But the auction Facebook page should be up by tonight.
Right.
I'm going to post when it's ready. So, well, the bidding starts at 8 a.m. I'm like, I have to have this up and running
starting
tonight.
Starting at 8 tomorrow morning. Okay.
Yep.
And you've been previewing some of the items.
We've been previewing. Yes, we have. Last time I counted, we have 55 packages. No, they will all be numbered, so you'll be able to go, okay, I'm bidding on number 13, 18, and whatever. So you'll be able to track them pretty easily. And, hey, speaking of baking, Evora Wheeler is making cinnamon rolls.
There we go.
That's going to be one of the items on there. But we have so, so many good things. So I really encourage people to go check those out.
That is awesome. And the games and activities, you mentioned the athletes ready, so bring the family down. This is a family-friendly event, right?
Family-friendly, lots of college students there, both participating and, facilitating the activity. So it's just a good mix. It's just, my students last year were like, it just felt so great. We felt like a community, And I'm like, yeah, it's a great feeling. So, and like I said, Landon gets to be there with all his friends, and so it's just a really good feel-good evening.
Well, we're wishing you nothing but the best.
Thank you.
It'll be a success, I am sure. And it's nice to have a weather forecast that we have to wonder and worry about.
Yes. When we got all that hail on Saturday morning, I was like, come on, get it over with. Get this out of your system, Kansas. Come on. And let's be done with the hail. So
yeah, and it seems like half of your events you've had to have some last-second dodge
changes.
And dip and duck and dodge move.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. The snow 2 years ago in the morning. I was like, what the what? It's April, right?
Yep.
So, and then winds we've had to deal with and rain. So, yeah, I'll take 83. Again, the rec. The nice thing of having the activities inside the rec is people won't have to be too warm. So.
All right. And, 82, 83, that's not that.
Nah.
It's not that hot. So.
It'll be a lot cooler by the time we're done at 8. So.
It really will.
Yep.
Well, Jen, thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, looking forward to a big event tomorrow night and having you back here next month.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, Dr. Jennifer Thomas, Health and Human Performance Professor, ESU, with her monthly visit here at KVOE.
The SpaceX launch of a super rocket that had been scheduled for this hour in South Texas has been scrubbed. They are moving to a dress rehearsal for the liftoff of the rocket on its way to the moon. No people were to be on board. Roughly 100 civilians have died as clashes in Sudan continue between Sudan's military and a paramilitary force. ABC's Marcus Moore has the latest from the Foreign Desk.
We are learning of a dire